Phoneboy Speaks, episode 824, Windows 10 Everywhere.
Microsoft has been talking about Windows 10 for a while, and there's actually been some developer previews and stuff that have come out. But Microsoft recently has announced that Windows 10 will arrive sometime this summer, whenever that is. And they haven't said when. And I've seen some conflicting reports on how widely they're going to make this upgrade available. I haven't seen anything from Microsoft to confirm it necessarily for everybody, legal or not. But the general thing is, if you're running Windows 7 or Windows 8.1, you'll be able to upgrade to Windows 10 for free. And whether it's whether they check how valid your Windows license is or not, that's the part I'm not sure of. Although I've seen people report that it doesn't matter, and I guess it makes kind of sense, right? Because the companies that the companies that Microsoft is really making money off of selling Windows, right? There's essentially two types of companies. There's enterprise that buy it by the, whatever their enterprise software agreement is. And then there are the OEMs that sell most of the PCs that people buy. And if there's a few people that get it through some other mechanism, so what? It's probably better for Microsoft, right, to try and get everybody on the same version. So they kind of realized, okay, we're not going to make a whole lot of money selling individual copies of Windows. So, forget it. Let's just make it, but we need to still sell we need to be able to have the platforms available that people are going to buy our stuff on, because they probably make more money on Office than they do Windows these days. And to keep Windows relevant, I guess they're just going to give it away, which is fine, right? Give away Windows 10 and keep and convince people to get on it. And actually, what ends up happening usually is that businesses are not going to be rolling out Windows 10 right away. I mean, Microsoft wants to get everybody on it, but the reality is businesses take forever to do this kind of stuff. And what usually happens is that end users get used to something, and they say, "Hey, I want to," and they start bugging their IT department to upgrade, do whatever the latest OS is, and they either do or they do, they eventually relent and do. As far as I know, a lot of businesses are still running Windows 7, and that's fine, right? That's what I'm running on my machine, and quite honestly, I haven't seen a compelling reason to upgrade. And maybe when Windows 10 comes out, that might be something to do. But now there's, I guess, one other thing that came out that was kind of interesting, and there's apparently some partnership that there's not a lot of details on, but apparently Microsoft has having some sort of partnership with the Xiaomi, which is a Chinese handset maker that makes primarily Android devices, but apparently they're going to make it possible for people to, upgrade their Xiaomi handsets, or at least some of them, to Windows 10. That'll be interesting. And I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, maybe that's, there's been a lot of speculation as to what that means, but this is Microsoft just trying to get Windows 10 on more platforms, and good for Microsoft. That's what they got to do. So, they want to keep the money coming in. They got to, they're taking this approach with cloud stuff. They're distributing, they're making functionality available not just on their own platforms but on all platforms. So it's good for Microsoft. This is definitely a new and improved Microsoft. I haven't had a chance to play with Windows 10, and I probably won't until it starts shipping, but I'm certainly gonna look at it when the time comes, and maybe I'll upgrade to it, but or maybe I won't, I don't know. But if they make it available for free, why not?
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.